Because remember, it was timed around the fair, the Texas State Fair, because at a time of year when traffic was low, and so then Stanley kind of tried to do something to get traffic in the store.
Yeah, it's kind of brilliant, to be honest, like filling that, like, yeah, even like after school shopping, summer's over, lull, with something so fantastical.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Right.
Yeah, I've been trying to imagine too, maybe I partially think about this, hearing about like school kids being bused to some of the previous fortnights, that there's kind of an educational component to them, maybe edutainment, I guess.
Yes.
I'm wondering how you balanced kind of like authenticity and cultural education with creating something that's ultimately kind of a fantasy too.
Yeah, that's a good question, and you bring up a really good point. I'm glad you did. You know, we were in the education business, you know, and what do I mean by that? And I've used this example before. It's like, you know, anytime we did something, it had to be fashion accurate, as I would call it, right? If we set a table, you had to know what the table setting was for. Was it for a brunch? Was it for a formal? Was it for a casual lunch? Was it for breakfast? Whatever. Was it a buffet? And you had to appoint it properly. Same with fashion. You had to know the designer you were working with. You had to know a little bit about the designer, their philosophy, how they not only designed their clothes, but how they wanted to see it worn. You know, there were times when you would never roll a sleeve up, but a fashion stylist would say, I want to roll the sleeve up because it looks cool. But no, but you don't roll a sleeve up on an Armani jacket. You know, you just don't do that sort of thing. So fashion accuracy while you're still playing the fantasy part. But you can do that because, again, you're educating people. You know, when they would look at something, they're like, oh, that's a cool idea. I didn't know you could do that. Now, you were always trying to push the boundaries a little bit, but you were trying to be accurate. So, you know, let's say that you saw a mannequin dressed. You wanted to walk into the room and go, wow, you look amazing. Who helped style you? Versus, wow, what are you wearing? So there's a difference there. And you had to be knowledgeable enough about the product and the merchandise you were working with to present it in that way. But to your point, pushing it a little bit, teasing people that they can put their own little personal spin on something, but there were always kind of boundaries that you had to stay within, you know, kind of a thing. And that's what Neiman's was good at, though. That's what everybody was so good at. They knew the boundaries, but they knew how to get right to that edge without crossing the line necessarily. And people really appreciated that. And that's why, like you said, people would come to Neiman's as a form of entertainment. And then shop, by the way. Ooh, what a novel thought. You know, it's like when Stanley Marcus started the art collection. We had an amazing art collection. Amazing. That I was a part of. I had a full-time art curator. Why would you put all this art in the stores? Well, one, to give a visual break between the merchandise, so that your eye can focus on something and then see something cultural, because Neiman Marcus was a cultural experience, to your point. It really was. You know, the world, Neiman Marcus brought you the world. And so when you kind of start to build a formula like that, that's a very unique formula for a retailer. You know, kind of going back to a little bit of what I was saying about Burdine's, when they had the museum in the center of the store, it was a cultural experience. It had nothing to do with product, nothing at all. And that's what Neiman's was about. Neiman's was about a cultural experience that also had merchandise, you know, in it. So I'm glad you brought that up about the fashion accuracy. I think that's very important, because that's one thing that Neiman's did so well. People trusted. If Neiman Marcus said you could wear your clothes like that, then you can wear your clothes like that and feel good about it, right?